Freud. Die Bad Freud. Die Bad Freud. Die Bad Freud.
Fat Fried, dun 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 dun.
Whoa, dude, dun, me, dun, and Paul, dun, dun. Me and Paul got a Dutch angle, or did Paul just, like, shrink a bunch?
Paul?
Oh, shit, Paul's not here?
Who the hell is Paul?
Oh, dude, I didn't fucking even look over him. Who the fuck is this, dude?
I've had many names. Lucifer, Beelzebub, the Boogeyman, but people in this timeline
pleased
are fond
to meet
of,
you.
Fond of calling me John X.
John with a penis.
John X.
You guys have been waiting for John X to return for a while.
I know I have.
I've been waiting for him.
Well, that fat little piggy Paul's ego that works for you guys called me and told me that you were doing a show on torture tonight. So.
Ooh, torture.
And that's one of your specialties, because you're a serial killer. And
one
shit.
Of my great pleasures in life, the work of my life.
He's actually
DJ,
alluded to
suffering.
Being much more, if you were paying attention, TJ.
What's that? What was I paying attention to?
He's alluded to being much more, if
much
you were
more.
Paying attention. Yeah, much more than a serial killer.
Hey, wait a minute. Those look like Paul's eyes, dude.
Nah.
John X and Paul have very similar eyes. It's very strange.
What are you implying, TJ?
A really bushy beard
not
like Paul's,
anything.
Too.
Are you making
just,
an implication, TJ?
I don't, you know, if you want to infer something from what I said, but I made no implication.
Well, people usually aren't happy when I infer things about what they said. Usually doesn't end well for them.
Yeah, well, whatever. Last time you were here, you kept talking a big game about killing me, but then as soon as the show was over, you ran off like a little bitch. You know, I'm just saying.
You think you rate on my fucking calendar, TJ?
Well, I mean, you kept talking a big game.
Why
you know?
Skin one big greasy pig when you can skin three more svelte pigs, huh? Huh?
I don't know.
Well, that's something. It's exactly
dude,
right.
He's
thank
saying,
you for at least being honest there. You
don't
know.
If he's gonna kill and rape and pillage, he's gonna at least have a boner when he does it, dude.
I said I would kill you, TJ, and I will. I'll be visiting you one day when my calendar isn't as full.
When your calendar's less
Whoa.
Busy.
Got other fish to fry.
Okay. I didn't realize. Sorry. Sorry about that.
Your apology's not accepted.
Good. Well, I know that John X is just as excited as I am about all of our wonderful patrons.
Yes, indeed.
Here on the Patreon.
Become a victim, a patron today, and you'll get the buffet. Those of you that like to eat and get fat so that I can carve you up with my knife will find much to eat in the buffet for very little. $5.
And for those of us, for those of you guys watching us live that are already patrons, thank you so much.
You've made a wise investment.
Kind and wonderful support.
A wise investment in entertainment.
We love you all desperately. And powerfully
and
darkly.
Even TJ's willing to give you a reach around. That's how
yeah,
much he loves you.
I mean, every one of us. I don't know if John X will do it, but if Paul was here, he'd be telling
I'll give
you
a reach around and stab you in the heart with the knife in my hand.
Hey, that's still a reach around.
Would you at least wait for them to come?
I mean, I'm not going to help them with that, but if they manage to time it right, I'm fine with it.
Well, you said you were going to give them a reach around while you were stabbing them.
No, I said I would reach around with my hand with a knife in it and stab you in the fucking heart. That's
not
the
what
reach
you said. You said you would give them a reach around while you're stabbing their heart, so...
No!
Yeah.
God, you're such an imbecile. See, this is why I haven't found time to kill you yet. Because the pre-kill banter is going to be this inane.
Is there usually pre-kill banter?
Absolutely! Every good serial killer engages in pre-kill banter.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you guys were more...
There's a lot you don't know, TJ.
I mean, maybe there is. I thought you guys were more, you know, like, business-oriented. I didn't think you were so, you know, chatty.
Oh, no. We're like Bond villains.
Monologuing like fucking Bond villains. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Hmm. And also, if you're a patron, I know you must be a big fan, so why don't you show up on July 21st to see the DFF meetup? It's going to be amazing.
Ride.
If John X hasn't killed us all by then, we'll be there. Me, Paul, Scotty, doing a big live show, hanging out with fans, drinking with fans, signing shit, taking pictures, whatever the fuck you
sipping
want.
On
I can
juice.
Tell you for sure that I'll be there as well.
Oh, John X will also
be
there.
I'll be blended in with the crowd, and I might choose a victim or two that night. So
if you want to have the possibility of getting murdered by the John X,
the most prolific serial killer in the history of serial killers.
Really?
The most
prolific. How do you know that? Because last time you were here, you wouldn't divulge your victim count. So how do you know?
Well, that's just the point. I don't know. I lost count at 5,000 victims, TJ.
Oh, okay. And how long
That's
ago
when
was
I
that?
Stopped counting.
What year was that?
1991.
Wow. So, and you've been killing it at an even greater rate since then.
Oh, I've only gotten better at my work since then, TJ. I was just a rank amateur by that time.
Wow. That is pretty prolific. Because, I mean, you'd already surpassed every other serial killer by the time you stopped counting. That's
yes.
pretty fucking cool.
Yes.
So you like torture.
I do.
You're a big torture fan, right?
I am.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not a serial torturist, though. I mean, you're a serial killer.
Well,
so.
You know, the kill is always the final act. The hors d'oeuvre, shall we say, is the torture, the squeals, the anguish, the suffering, the begging for death.
So you are a torturing. So not all serial killers kill that way. Some just pop someone in the back of their head. They shoot
sure.
them. So you take them and you torture them first.
I look at a kill as something to be savored. Yes.
Wow. Cool. Cool.
Savored.
Man. Savored.
Savor the flavor of the kill. So how long does the torture normally last?
Depends on the victim.
Just depends on how much fun you're
having. If the piggy squeals real nice, the torture might last good and long. If the piggy is, I don't know, annoying or too weepy, the torture might last a little less. I mean, it's all dependent upon the whims of John X, of course.
You ever like do like some fast food kills though? You know, like you just like I just got to kill, you know, and you just go out and like just stab someone in the eye or some
shit.
Fast
food is for the people that I prey on.
Yeah, so
every meal of mine is hand cooked, home cooked.
So you like to relish everything you do.
Oh, absolutely.
You don't rush shit. You don't just walk up to someone and shoot them in the head or
something. Nothing's
like that.
Worth doing that's not worth doing right.
Cool, cool, cool. All right, so you were here on our serial killer episode. You decided to rejoin us on the torture episode. That's good. So let's talk about what torture is. I'm just going to give the dictionary definition here because I think everyone pretty much knows. But it's the action or practice of inflicting severe pain on someone as a punishment or to force them to do or say something or for the pleasure of the person inflicting the pain.
Mm-hmm.
So that's you, the latter one.
All three of those are mine.
Hey, guys. I know something that fits the bill for that. Deep fat fried.
Ah.
Didn't?
Da 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 da.
Yeah.